Hey, this is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's food for thought is coming out of Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, with a devotional called, Are You Ready? It's the meal prepared with eternity in mind. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, or our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." That was Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, the NIV. For the wise, preparation is an essential ingredient in all areas of life. For the kingdom of God, it's essential for eternity. A relationship with God is spiritual preparedness that will ready us for life after this one. When Jesus returns for his people, our time spent in God's word and in his presence will have made all the difference. And like the story of the 10 virgins, only the 5 prepared wise girls reap the benefits. The wise took his return seriously. Meanwhile, the foolish 5 were preoccupied with other things. For the foolish, he was not a priority. Another way to look at it, when you're looking for Jesus to return, not only do you want to be ready, but spiritually prepared. His arrival is not something you take for granted. Spiritual preparation is learning his voice, his word, and his ways, so we're not led astray by wolves in sheep's clothing claiming to be him. After all, his sheep know his voice. The sheep cannot recognize who to follow without time spent with the good shepherd. When you're focused on Jesus and his word, wisdom imparts in you for the right time and the right season. Then you will be ready. Without a doubt, it is in our spiritual relationship with God, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit that awakens us to hear the call. He's here. So don't be like the foolish 5 that didn't seem to believe he was coming. If they had, they would have prepared for his arrival. The bridegroom, Jesus, knows the ones that are waiting for him. He recognizes the ones that stay close to him and rely on him. We cannot live without him. We know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And as a believer in Jesus Christ, pretending to wait is not an option. The expectation of his return is one we've been waiting for. We have an invitation card with our name on it at the heavenly wedding banquet in eternity with Jesus. He's worth waiting for. Beloved, let's be wise, prepared, and keep watching, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is coming again soon. Are you ready for Jesus' return? What will you be found doing? Tell somebody about Jesus. Have faith in God. Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.